Slide going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello to the most abrasive,
snake,
over-the-top radio personality.
Snake.
Cora.
Snake.
Who's got some Cora. Big
snake.
News on the way for us.
Snake.
Snake.
Cora. Snake.
Here is Cobra.
Snake.
Thank
I'm
you.
Playing with my snake.
I know.
Snake.
This is quite shocking
snake.
To look. It's quite shocking to look down at
Cora.
at the ratings for television.
Snake.
Stop. And see that.
That's an evil laugh.
And see that in the top 20 that CBS still has 11 shows in the top 20.
It's
CSI Criminal Intent.
They have everything. NBC.
CSI Nookie.
CSI Sports Utility Vehicle.
NBC
sports.
Has four.
CSI Vatican City.
Fox has two.
You CSI probably... Alvarado.
Quit reaching. And ABC has two. ABC is hurting.
Remember a few years ago when ABC was dominant and then NBC? It just... And CBS was a joke.
They were. They were told they couldn't do anything.
Where did it go?
Yeah, they were the old people's network.
I think they still are, though. Do you guys watch any shows on CBS?
Not one.
You watch any of the CSIs?
Letterman.
No. Every once in a while, if I'm at home, I watch that King of Queens.
Yeah.
Because I think that's a funny show.
It is a funny show. Not as funny as Raymond.
And that girl used to be hot, but she's kind of tubby now.
Yeah, she's a big girl.
You know what I call those shows? Airport shows. Those are the shows they show on your flight.
Yeah, that's because
flight TV.
CBS has a deal with
American Airlines. That's the only time I see that crap.
Anybody ever see the show House on Fox?
No. I hear it's really good.
That's like number 10 in the ratings now.
I hear it's really
good. There are those who swear by it.
I hear it's really good.
How about Grey's Anatomy, the new doctor show?
I hear that's good, too.
I fell asleep during that.
That's got your girl in it. Your sideways girl.
Sada Haro-O.
Well, I think her name is Sandra.
Yeah, Sodomio.
What? That was clean and usable.
For what?
Something.
Nobody's first name is Sodomy, first off.
Ching Chang Hasso.
It's just a funny word.
Anyway, just a little ratings information for you. Natasha Lyonne, who starred in American Pie. She didn't show up for a court date. I don't remember covering this story in E! News.
Oh, a story getting by E! News? Imagine that.
It's amazing, I know.
Kennedy was shot.
Snake!
We wouldn't cover that. That's more political.
It's a good idea for E! News to stay out of the political realm.
Thank you.
Cora. Snake.
Cora.
Cobra.
Natasha Lyonne is 26 years old. She's extremely jugalicious.
Which one is she?
Isn't she the one
jugs.
With the kind of big eyes?
Yes.
I think she's good looking.
Yeah. Yeah, she's hot. She was in Slums of Beverly Hills. She's a good actress.
Hmm.
Anyway, she was charged with criminal
kinda
mischief.
Kind of got a weird body. She's got high ass.
Yeah. Harassment and trespassing
Greg.
After she allegedly went nuts on her New York neighbor by ripping a mirror off her wall and then threatening to sexually molest her dog.
How do you do that?
She said, I can't say this because it'll be used a million times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, well, come on.
If you don't chill out.
Come on.
I'm going to R your dog.
You're going to R?
Yeah.
Say it. Come on. I don't know what that means.
Nobody
knows what that means. Come on. Say it.
R-A-P-E.
It won't get used. I can't spell.
Rape.
Say the sentence.
No.
Huh.
No.
Right on the spot.
But she wanted to do that to her neighbor's dog.
How's she going to do that? She got a strap on or something?
Hey,
oh, good Lord. I don't even
Greg.
Know what that is.
I think there's more ways.
Tool company?
Maybe the dog's a male.
Have I told you about what happened at my household with the dogs?
I guess not.
Concerning raping dogs?
I guess
God.
Not. I mean, this is the first I've heard of it.
You know?
So my little basset hound, she's scratching away, and licking down there on her tummy like she's got a flea. You know how they get and they start biting down real with like little teeth marks. Like,
no, I don't. How's that again? Maybe.
Don't worry. It'll be used again.
You know exactly what I'm talking about. They make that weird noise. And
they get real focused too.
And so anyway, so I'm looking around.
Face of determination when they do that.
And so, oh yeah. And so I put her up on our bed, and I turn the light on, and I got her on her back, and I'm holding her back legs, okay? And I'm looking down there, and I'm feeling around, and my head's really close to that area too, because I'm looking for a flea. Thinking she's got fleas, and if there's one flea, there's more than one flea.
Oh, you have to fog the house.
Exactly. So I'm freaking out. So I guess if you walk in from the back, from my bedroom door, it looks really seedy because my wife walks in, and there I got my head, my dog's legs spread open with both hands on her back legs and my head buried down there.
His dog!
Well, she's a girl.
Even worse.
And all I hear is, what the hell are you doing? And I had to explain my way out of that one.
Kubi.
God, stop it, Conrad.
Cobra.
It's so stupid. We talked about Wesley Snipes the other day and how he was in financial trouble and what the hell he was doing and if he was getting any acting gigs. Well, supposedly he owes back taxes now of multi-million. They say well over $10 million he owes in back taxes. So
when you're making that good money, why not just pay your taxes?
I don't know. I've never figured that out. Why didn't Willie Nelson pay his taxes?
Well, he was screwed.
Like he had a guy that was screwing him?
Maybe Wesley Snipes did, too.
Could have.
Well, they foreclosed on every single piece of property that the guy owns. It says that that Blade Trinity made $52 million domestically and eventually topped out at $123 million worldwide, and he was a producer. And so he's due a bunch of back-end payments. And he's got two movies coming out called Chaos and a heist flick called 7 Seconds. And if you go on IMDb and search him, you've never heard of anybody else in the movies. He's the only one that you've ever heard of. Mm-hmm. So he's struggling. Big time.
Well, he needs to start endorsing Passenger 57 malt liquor again.
He never endorsed Passenger 57 malt liquor.
I get that.
It's hard to believe.
I understand that.
I know. You remember the movie he made with Sean Connery, Rising Sun?
Yeah.
That was a big movie.
It was a Michael Crichton book. It was okay.
Yeah. I mean, it was a big movie, though. Like, I mean, Connery was in it.
Didn't he do a Spike Lee movie?
Yeah, he did. Didn't he do The Right Thing or one of those?
He got game.
Was it Jungle Fever?
Jungle Fever?
Maybe it was Jungle Fever. In fact, I think it was Jungle Fever.
So I don't remember. I mean, he was in a bunch
there for
of
a
stuff.
While, for about a 7-8 year period, maybe 10, he was in a lot of movies, and a lot of them were blockbusters.
Yeah.
Made a lot of that White Man Can't Jump.
Made a fortune.
That was one of the leading gross movies of the year.
Well, what about the baseball movie that he was in? The
Major League?
Major League. Weren't there like three of those?
I don't know if he was in, I think he was only in one of those.
Wasn't he in the one with De Niro and him where he was a baseball
yeah,
player for the Giants?
The fan.
It sucked, but didn't it make some cash?
It doesn't matter if it made cash or not. He got paid to do it.
Well, he's broke. And by the way, speaking of Spike Lee, guess who's in the new Spike Lee movie? Jodie Foster and Denzel Washington. So he's branching out, getting some white folk to come and be in his films.
Yeah. He ain't going to get any of that. Denzel Washington white.
Well, Jodie Foster is. She's about as white as you can get.
Was that going to be a love interest or something?
No.
Those two?
No, it's not.
Let's say if they're going to do that, they probably need to get Halle Berry.
But I'm interested. I'm interested in anything Spike Lee does. He's great. Reese Witherspoon, this is why, again, it sucks to be a star. She's working out at her Brentwood gym, just doing her curls.
Jim. Trying to be an Addison guy?
Look like people from Addison. Hey, she attempted to get her car, but was immediately surrounded by photographers. So her trainer came out and had to help her get past them so she could get into her car. Once she got in, they boxed her in on all four sides. She couldn't move. They're just sitting there.
Just start easing your car out. Roll down the window and go, look, man, if you don't get out of the way, you might get a foot run over or run over yourself.
It says she eventually managed to pull away but was pursued by a half dozen vehicles, quote, driving aggressively and cutting her off at times. She had to call the cops. She's calling the cops in the meantime. Upon arriving at her home, one of the vehicles blocked her front gate, preventing her from entering her house.
Is she that big to warrant something like this?
See, the thing is with these douches that have cameras, it doesn't matter. All they want are the in crowd. And she's part of the little in crowd in Hollywood. And
no,
yeah,
what,
she's
what
a great actress.
They're looking for just a funny picture or just something that they can sell to the tabloids.
There is no lower form of existence than that.
I mean, looking forward to get in where you know, her top will fall down. I mean, just see, I mean, that's why they take massive shots.
Right, like the Lindsay Lohan boob pictures.
That's all they're looking for.
Jugs.
Oh, yeah.
Or some kind of reaction. You know, if she would have got pissed and, like, flipped them off or something.
Yes.
Oh, they love that. Yeah. That's why you can't do that.
Look at Reese shopping. That's what it'll say in, like, Us Weekly. Mm-hmm. She's just going for a drive down Rodeo Boulevard, and there it is. Mm-hmm. Flipping us off.
I bet that does get to be a beating.
No, it sucks. It says eventually her own security detail had to chase off the paparazzi and escort her into her home with her kids. Then the cops were called. And they came. I mean, I don't know how you, what do you do to these people? Are there any laws that prevent these people from doing this?
No, you're in a public place. They're in a public place. They can do that.
So they can do whatever they want.
Well, they can take your picture. And I don't think they can prohibit you from moving your car. There's got to be something against that. But you know what somebody like that needs to do? Just, and I know it sucks, but just hire you a couple bodyguards to be with you at all time. Whenever you need to go somewhere, just have them, you know, on payroll.
But what does that do? That's not going to do anything for people surrounding your car.
They'll get everybody out of your way.
Get a couple of heavies.
Right.
Like Michael Black.
Yeah, that's what I'd do.
Expo. I don't know. Michael Black and Expo, would they be good bodyguards?
No.
Michael Black would.
They'd
of course, Expo would whip everybody's ass with his mouth.
It's just no win, though.
It is no win. You know, and then if somebody does something and their bodyguard, like, gets physical with them, like, tries to push them out of the way, well, then they'll sue Reese Witherspoon because she's employed. There's no win.
Bad news for my show, Mike. The Today Show with Katie Couric and Matt Lauer.
You sure you want to read this?
I got to. They've been number one in the ratings now for like 7 or 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
But guess who is closing in on them and right on their ass?
CBS.
ABC.
Really?
Yes.
Who's on ABC? Is that Good Morning America?
Charlie Gibson and Diane Sawyer.
Well, Diane Sawyer's a hot 50-something.
She is.
Man, she's good looking.
Do you agree?
Not somewhat. She's okay.
She's great.
Good enough to be on NicePiece.com.
Senior division.
Oh, yeah.
I'd rather have her than Katie Couric.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, I would,
oh,
too.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
jeez.
Oh,
jeez.
You think Norm would offer her a nice bottle of wine, maybe?
That's him trying to get the cork
open
out.
Open up the bottle, yeah.
Maybe show her some of his poems.
Do you have some poems?
Mm. What a great poem.
Mm. The most profitable show on NBC.
What? Come on.
No, come on.
Come on.
Fire it up.
I got nothing.
Torch that fuel, bro.
Dish.
I got nothing.
Dish.
Dan Paul. Dan Paul. Dan Paul.
No.
Dan Paul.
Keep going.
NBC's most profitable show on the entire network is that show.
The Katie Couric show?
The Katie Couric. And that's why she gets paid $650 million a year.
Uh-oh. There's a breaking story from Greg.
No, not really.
This
Greg.
Is a E! News story from R. Williams.
Well, you know what? I didn't mean for you to do it right now. I just thought that was kind of funny.
Well, basically, just Good Morning America now has closed the gap from 6 million to 600,000.
Wow.
Which is nothing in the TV world.
6 million to 600,000 what?
Humans.
Viewers?
Yeah. They had a 6 million viewer lead at one point. Now it's down to 600,000.
Well, I wonder why.
I don't know. I don't know. It says,
See, I don't understand the tides and trends of that and TV news, like local news and all that.
See, I don't either. Like, why is ABC now not... Well, I know that. That's a little easier to understand than this, because that has to do with lead-ins, because people will watch something at 9 o'clock, and then they won't change the channel if they like that particular show. They'll just leave the network on no matter what. It's not like they're watching
CBS. So you're
going to
tell me all these years Channel 8 beat Channel 4 and Channel 5 only, or Channel 11 or whatever it was, only because they had better lead-in shows every night of the week?
Well, now ABC has no lead-in. Nothing. We just told you that ABC is last in the ratings by a mile.
You know what,
it
though?
Plays a part into
I disagree.
Because people just leave on their TVs.
You know why that I don't agree with that? Because that is old, old, antiquated thinking. You know why? Because back when that term was invented, lead-in, people would not get out of their chair and go over there and physically change the TV. Now that you've got remotes, I think
you
that's
know
your
what, Greg, there's a reason.
Can't find it.
There's a reason, though, that you put shows on after Friends, brand new shows, or Everybody Loves Raymond.
There's a lot of shows that failed before and after Seinfeld. A lot of them. Right,
but yeah, that's what they do. That's their thinking.
None of that takes into account the fact that Channel 8 has been number one in the ratings for 20 years or more. And you're going to tell me that they got a better lead-in every single night of the week for 20 years than Channel 5 or Channel 4 or Channel 11?
I don't buy it. I never have. I mean, you know, back in the 60s, yeah, because people wouldn't get up and turn the TV. They'd say, well, you know, it's... I guess that news will be okay. I'll go ahead and watch it because I'm sitting here and I don't want to get up. But now, where you have it right at your fingertips, I don't think the lead-in's that important anymore.
Did you guys have remotes that were hooked up to the TV?
Yeah, I used to.
You remember those?
Yeah, when Cube Cable first came.
I never had a TV, but I had a... I had an old VCR that was wired.
Yeah.
I had one of those.
Yeah, I've still got one. I still use it.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
The remote control we ever had it when I was a kid was one that, say you were watching Channel 8 and you went to Channel 11.
Eight!
But you had to go all the way through to get back to, like, Channel 5.
Yeah, you had to keep going forward.
You couldn't go backwards. Everything had to go forward.
I'd duct tape 3 yardsticks together and put some pliers on the end of it. I'm not kidding.
Shut up. I swear to God.
Hey, I used to have a TV in my room when I was a kid that the knob wore out, and I used to have to change it with channel locks.
Oh, yeah.
Like pliers.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a TV. I mean, not a lot of people had TVs in their room back then.
Did you used to try to watch scrambled porn on your TV when your parents couldn't afford to get HBO?
I still do that. I didn't have cable until 1983.
And it's all blurry and fuzzy, and you're trying to make out the teat.
Oh, you've just heard the Ty Walker quote of the day.
I'll turn my mic off.
Yes, that is the one Ty Walker appearance that we'll have today.
Just Ty one Walker. Little throw-in sentence.
Ty Walker.
I still do.
Ty Walker.
How come we never can have Tommy Daniels up here to do tickers for us in the afternoon?
I don't know how to take that.
We like Ty Walker better.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with you, but I mean, just think if we had Tommy Daniels.
Tommy Daniels.
He gives you more to work with?
He just has a sadder story, Ty.
Okay.
Did he just go down the phone book and read every name in it?
Tommy Daniels.
We have every
George
name.
George DeJohn. David the Duck Burl.
Burl had
Stu Cedar.
10 years.
All right. We got to go. Good Lord.
The Wild Irish Laddie. Sean Bass.
My wife.
Sean Bass.
Sean Bass.
Get them right if you're going to read them.
Rocco Pandola. Max Miller.
All right. That is E News for
Ted
today.
Ted Gangi. Check out